You have a can-do attitude?
I have a can-do attitude.
Me too. It's the Dirty Folk Podcast. Welcome. I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox. And in this podcast, we use a random word generator to create a Pornhub search. And then we search for those words on Pornhub, and we tell you all about what we find, so you don't have to watch it if you don't want to.
If you do want to, though, you can go to the Harper the Fox Pornhub channel, and you can click on the playlist tab, and there you will find a playlist for every episode of this podcast.
And you can watch the videos along with us.
Yes, if that's your bag.
You probably don't want to.
Maybe not. if you would like more of this podcast, because you love it so much, you can get bonus episodes in one of three ways. One, you can buy bonus episodes individually at dirtyfolk.com/listen. Two, you can sign up at patreon.com/dirtyfolk for $5 a month. You get all the bonus episodes, plus any other little tidbits we decide to throw in there eventually. Or three, you can sign up for Harper the Fox's OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/HarperTheFox, where you will not only get bonus episodes, but you will get all the adult-driven Harper the Fox content that comes with an OnlyFans subscription. and also, if you'd like, you can purchase my book. I wrote a novel called Bastard, A Mushroom Trip, which is available at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. But that's enough of that. Let's get right into today's episode. It's a two-worder because we've been having some success with two-worders. I am unsure what to think, unsure what we're going to find. I have some ideas. The words are untidy ring.
Untidy ring.
Which, I don't know if it will make a search engine think this, but it makes me think of a dirty asshole.
It does make me think of a dirty asshole also. But taking the words individually,
it's like what Mary Poppins would call a dirty asshole.
Let's clean up that untidy ring.
Your British accent is record-breakingly bad.
Just a spoonful of lubricant helps the finger in your ass.
What part of England is this British accent that you constantly do?
The classy part.
No one must get any sleep because everyone's shouting.
Hello.
Constantly. It's just piercing shout. It's the worst. You've heard British people speak.
Many times. Being from London.
And this is what they sound like to you.
Precisely. So what do you think we'll actually get?
I don't know, but I was really upset about having to look at dirty assholes, but if it means I don't have to listen to that accent anymore,
finger my butthole.
Sit me down in front of the dirty assholes. No, I think we're gonna get dirty buttholes.
I think we are going to get a combination of like stepsister refuses to clean her untidy room, so I punish her shit along that direction. And like some version of cheating fantasy or cucking fantasy where the wife takes off her ring.
I could see it.
Let's see. It's probably going to be none of the above.
None of the above. Okay. Untidy ring on Pornhub. What do we get?
Oh my God. It's the ring porno. That's the first one.
Oh, Sadako the Ring Best Scenes Extended Loop. It's animated. Oh, it is the chick from the TV. Oh, we're definitely opening that one. Okay.
She's obviously all grown up. Yeah. And has come out of your TV to pin you down and rail your dick.
Looks like it. Okay, leggy blonde girl, untidy nylon pussy fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Woolly MILF gets toyed by untidy blonde-haired mama. Do we know her? No.
No.
Leggy goddess Leo loves untidy nylon. Nylon seems to be the thing. What's that say? Ice low punny versus Lucario?
In-ring breeding. It's another animated one.
Looks like a kind of a cheapo animated one, though. Daddy brutally fucks untidy daughter. That's pretty much what you predicted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also,
oh, ring wrestling sex fight part one.
Yep, opening that one.
That one. All right. Let's see.
Ooh, married college teacher sucking my 19-year-old BBC with her wedding ring on.
You guessed one.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guess. Doesn't look that fun, though.
It doesn't look that fun, but I'm actually pretty proud that both of my guesses.
I'm going to start trying to be discerning. I want things that look either real fucked up or fun.
What is Putri Cinta ring ring? It's just an up close butthole.
No, it's. I mean, it's like a half an hour long, well, and yeah, she's doing stuff with the webcam, sort of. It's. She's definitely fucking herself in the butt with it. What is this, though? Ring, dental, tunnel, gag, deep throat, coming, spiel, mascarina, ultimate sex, one.
Wow, what a title.
Opening that. Giantess Madeline, the infinity rings. Yeah, I'm curious. Okay. All right. We got a good collection here. I feel
we
good
do.
About this episode. You guys are in good hands. Okay, we're going to go away and watch Sadako, The Ring, Best Scenes, Extended Loop. And we will be back before you know it. All right, we're back. Boo!
We forgot to check in on horniness level
I know.
Before.
We do a thing called horniness level where we tell you how horny we are before and after we watch something. And we do it every time except all the times we forget, which
yep.
is...
About 50% of the time.
50% of the time. I wonder if there's people who listen at this point who go like, horniness level again.
There must be.
Yeah, I hope so. Gotcha, yep. bitch.
Haha. No. We made you a little angry.
Honestly, I wish I could tell you I was doing it on purpose. But I am not.
We'll get there.
We'll get there
So
someday.
where did you start horniness level?
Just 8, so... I don't know, 3, 2?
I'd say I'm about a 3 okay. also.
This, I would say, brought me down a little bit. So basically, okay, it is the chick from The Ring, all animated and busting stuff. Hot, kind of into it. She is like in one of the like sort of scenes we can see, like on top of a guy with a TV behind her. And she's got him like... by the tie, like lifting him up while she's just riding his dick hard. Hot. Cool. She's getting railed by some muscly dude from behind. Looks like a threesome at some point. But basically, it's supposed to be like the best moments, but we only get like 5 seconds of each thing. The whole video is 3.5 minutes long, and it just loops about 15 seconds of content over and over again. So things you don't get is her like playing with her pussy in the TV and then like crawling out at you and like grabbing you, and it's animated, so like grab him, rip his eyes out and fuck him, like,
yeah,
honest to God, like nothing that I expect, like best moments. She does, there's not even static on the television, you lazy fucks.
Yeah, it's it was a bit of a letdown. There are pieces that are cool. I found myself very confused by this because first of all, The Ring was the first like truly scary horror movie I ever saw. So like I still have like viscerally horrible memories of watching that movie.
Yeah.
But my memory of it is the chick from The Ring is a little girl. So yes. like that confused and upset me. Like she is clearly like a woman in this animated video. So like that wasn't too bad. Maybe. The thing that got me more watching it was in this shot where she's like grabbing the dude by his tie and like fucking him super hard. He's got the like dead-eyed, petrified face of the people after they die. So I was like, is this guy fucking dead?
They made it clearer. That'd be better.
And I found that extremely confusing. Like, because it's... For the premise of, like, this is the chick from The Ring and this is spooky scary, it kind of makes it better if he is.
Yeah.
But, like, but yeah, I didn't know. But, yeah, I'd say my horniness level is...
chest.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, like, Wolverine-style claw.
Right, something scary. This was basically just, like, you can tell what character it is. There's a TV in the background, and it's just, like, your standard fucking cartoon porn. So, my horniness level is static. It was a... disappointing video, but it didn't make me any like more or less horny.
I went down to a 1. I had high expectations. I'm real bummed.
Aw.
It's supposed to be a highlight reel. It's supposed to be the best moments. What the fuck are we doing?
Too bad.
Do better, America? I don't know. The world? I don't know. Who do I blame for this?
I don't know either.
Do we have to hold all of humanity responsible for this? I think we do.
Do better.
I guess it makes it my fault. as much as anyone else's, technically.
It's always your fault.
I apologize, everyone.
Max, it's always your fault.
I apologize.
Ring wrestling sex fight.
I'm also excited about this one. So my horniness level just went back up to a 2 in excitement and anticipation for this.
Let's
so
see.
Please don't break my heart boner.
Your boner's heart.
There you go. That's better.
Your boner thumps sometimes, like it's got a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thumps all the time.
Yeah.
That's how it gets hard. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Boner heart. Let's hope it holds strong.
The telltale boner. Someone has to have made that porno.
We could search that as a bonus.
The telltale boner. Oh, man. Talk about being in the closet. Am I right?
Except it's in the floorboards.
Isn't it in the wall?
You're confusing two Poe stories. You're thinking of the Cask of Amontillado.
I am?
Yes. The Telltale Heart is in the floor. Cask of Amontillado, someone gets bricked inside of a wall while they're still alive.
Yeah. He just wrote the same story twice. One's in a wall, though.
We could get into it if you want to right now. The Telltale Heart isn't actually beating. It's the like guilty conscience of the murderer.
Harper is disgusted by me right now. You all can't see your face, but she is absolutely disgusted by me.
Fuck it. Edgar Allan Poe is one of my first literary loves.
I loved him too. What are you going to do
with
that?
Not that much. Not that much. You uncultured swine.
Well, if it's not a real heart, then it's not in the floorboards. It's in the air.
No, the heart is in the floorboards, but it's not actually beating. It's his madness making him think that it's beating.
Kind of dumb fuck would bury somebody in the floorboards. That's going to be a problem.
John Wayne Gacy. And also fucking, what's his name? Dennis Nilsson? The fucking Scottish guy?
He got caught very quickly, though. And John Wayne
Gacy. Not that quickly. He killed a bunch of people.
Did not bury people in the floorboards.
In the crawl space.
That's different. There's dirt down there.
Right, but you go under the floorboards and there's your crawl space.
But there's plastic down there to air seal things so it doesn't get into your house. Just saying, in the floorboards, there's nothing to stop the stench from just
agree with you. Poor planning, because Dennis Nilsson was disgusting in about 8,000 different ways.
Yeah.
But having the bodies just like in your house, that's like a next level disgusting.
Gross.
Gross. Gross.
All right. Anyway, what are we doing here?
We are watching pornography.
That's right. Ring Wrestling Sex Fight, Part 1. We'll be right back before you fucking know it. We're back.
We're back.
Loved it.
8. Fucking 8.
Yeah, me too. Right up there.
So good.
When do we get to do that? How do we get ourselves an octagon?
Honestly, I was thinking that like the entire time. Like, I want to do a version of this. This is so fun.
I don't care if this camera's there at all. I just want to do this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was fun and hot.
Okay, so breakdown. I knew it was going to be good right from the start because we start with a very fit woman in like shorts and a sports bra. She's got like those ankle brace things that like...
What?
Huh?
Ankle weights? No, not weights. They're just braces.
Yeah, like your heel is out and it's just stabilizing your ankle. She's got those on and she's got her legs wrapped around a heavy bag. She's hanging from it and she's doing sit-ups from hanging up the heavy bag with a guy behind her who's like ostensibly there as like a spotter. But she's doing fucking awesome. She's fit. She's like rocking it out, doing these sit-ups. And then just like very sort of playfully, she starts to like move her head and her hands like closer to like as she's sitting back, like her face is right at dick level.
Because she's in like little booty shorts in a sports bra and the dude is in like boxer briefs essentially.
Yeah, they're both sort of scantily clad from the get-go, but it's also stuff that you believe that people were wearing that at a gym. Like,
yeah, I mean, if they're there with the intention to bone each other. You know what I mean? Like, it was easy for me to write story into this. Like, even though the camera's there and you can hear, like, a DSLR still camera going off like crazy in the background, it's still easy for me to write a fantasy into this, like, after hours, extra practice.
Yep.
Like, it's there.
They clearly have rapport. They clearly are into each other.
Yeah, they're clearly both... That was one of the best pieces. They're both clearly turned on.
Yeah. So like moving forward, as she's like starting to sort of play with his dick, she puts her mouth like on his dick over his boxer shorts, which is just a thing I love. Like that is a particular thing that I really love. And they just like without a word, they like just move into this like practice octagon.
He like grabs her when she's upside down and throws her over his shoulder.
Yeah, he throws her over his shoulder and like carries her into the octagon. She is smiling like 90% of this video. Like she is clearly into it, clearly loving it. And they just like, yeah, without like agreeing on it, they just start this wrestle game where they are just like,
yeah, sort of jujitsu wrestling.
But like, it looked like they knew what they were doing.
They both can move.
Yeah.
They both know a few things and they both can move well. Like they're letting each other like advance position and stuff like that. But it's
part of the game.
It's part of the game. And as they're moving, they're starting to like, you know, she's starting to like grab at his dick when she has like advantageous positions or when he has her advantageously and he's starting to like play with her tits. And
yeah. Like pull her sports bra down. And they like as we get deeper into the video, they like take moments to kiss each other and like rub on each other. And it's just this very teasy back and forth of like, they are wrestling. They're doing a pretty good job, like at least to my eye, a pretty convincing job. And then there are just these little breaks where like one of them gains like an advantageous position and they just start like playing with each other for a few moments, teasing. And then they're back at it. They're wrestling again.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of like her like gaining advantage and then like shoving her pussy in his face and but like really loving it, and he loves it too. Like there's no like, oh no, blah, blah. There's just moments of advantage and then they kind of like let themselves break, and every once in a while they'll break and like and face each other and start over, but they're always like excited and smiling and breathing heavy and reaching out and touching each other. And it's part one, so we never actually get to see them like have any kind of like intercourse, but it's still so hot. The lead up so hot, the patience that they take. It's not, I was worried as we got like halfway through that all of a sudden they would just like turn to like standard fucking in the middle of the thing and all the playfulness would go. So I hope as they get into part two there that like the sex is also like this, that there's like,
yep, that, yeah, I was definitely like, I was hoping that there would be some like P&V sex and that it would keep this similar vibe. We didn't see that, but like, man, a testament to how good this video is. Like, generally, I am not a fan of like just watching like pussy licking. It just weirds me out. I don't really like it. That's most of like the sex that happens in this video.
Yeah,
she's
blowing him some of the time.
She blows him a bit. He fingers her a bit, but like the interplay between these two people is so good.
Well, it's not close up pussy licking. It's not like the camera's right next to it and it's like that. It's just at a distance. You get to see her move and enjoy it, and their bodies entangle and disentangle, and like that struggle of sex and like that playful game and trying and having to work. God, yeah, so hot.
Well,
so
it's something like this idea, like wrestling is a big fetish category. Like mixed wrestling is something that like I've known about for a long time and have always really liked in concept, but the execution is almost always like some fucking woman who like doesn't know anything about wrestling, like easily gaining an advantage over a man who obviously could defend himself, but for the purposes of the video isn't.
And the man's like pretending to struggle. And it's
yeah.
So
and
fake.
She just smothers his face with her pussy and that's the end
There's
of it.
There's no pretense here that this man couldn't like throw her out of the cage if he wanted to.
That's the thing I really appreciated is like she moves well and he like clearly like lets her take position sometimes, but like she knows some stuff. She can move around his advances, but most of the time I felt like he was dominant and like there was this playful back and forth. But that's something, yeah, it's such an instant turnoff for me when like a man who could obviously take control of the situation just doesn't
and
is pretending that he can't.
Where he could penetrate her and he doesn't. There are all these moments where like he could do it, she could do it. They like you can see them think about it and then they just like move on to something else and keep struggling. Yep. It's very good. Bravo.
Absolute huge bravo.
Bravo. Great. That was a great one. I feel like I'm not gonna be horny for very much longer. Because we got Ring Dental Tunnel Gag Deep Throat coming. Spiel Machinery.
Oh my god. Let's see what this one is.
So, but I'm right there with you. 8. That was like sexy wise, mm-hmm. one of the best ones I've ever seen.
Yeah, such a hot concept. And yeah, I would love to do something similar with
If we can get an octagon access like that, that'd be so
fun. We might be
fun.
Able to talk to one of our friends.
Maybe. They're going to be like, no, assholes.
There's not enough Lysol in the world.
I know. We'll be right back with Ring Dental Tunnel Gag Deep Throat coming Spielmaschine before you know it. Oh, sweet Jesus, we're back.
Boo.
Incidentally, we just made our first short
reaction.
Live reaction video. Yeah. That's going to go probably to the Patreon and to the OnlyFans. It's an idea we've had. So we just did a couple minutes of us watching this. Horror show. You know how it's like uncomfortable and upsetting to like imagine watching a greased up middle-aged like man who's not in very good shape, and like you just see him like for some reason you're like naked. Yeah, like naked and flexing in front of the mirror. Uh-huh. And he's like, yeah, oh, you fucking want that? Oh, you fucking love it? And he's just like flexing at himself and like getting a boner, and you're, I don't know, watching for some reason, but you can't take your eyes off. Yeah, you know when that happens to you? That's happened to everybody, right?
Oh, every weekend.
Every weekend? Where are you hanging out? I want to go. Mm. Anyway, you know how that's horrible? Well, okay. Now imagine that and add a lady with a cookie cutter strapped into her throat. And this guy's like mid-sized dick just shoving into it until she just starts like choking horrible mucus out. Like, it reminds me of plasma from Ghostbusters. It's everywhere. It's stringy and stuff. And then he's got like he's German, and he's got like an Arnold Schwarzenegger-esque sign off for after he's done like throat. It's not even fucking, it's just like throat.
He will take inserting. This woman, he will grab her by the back of the head. The mask is like a gimp mask with extra straps and something that holds her mouth open and is like set
into her
mouth.
We didn't mention she's wearing a mask. I said the cookie cutter strapped to her throat. She's wearing a mask, a gimp mask.
So you can't see her face. It's just open mouth and that's it.
Well, her mouth is forced open by a metal thing inside.
Right.
There.
So he will just grab the back of this woman's skull and shove her face down and go balls deep in her throat. And stay there.
You hold her there.
And he just, she's going,
but he can't.
And it's just like his balls quivering on her chin. That's like all you see.
Yeah, it's close up balls or his asshole. Dude clearly loves himself. There's Christmas
theme
moments.
Oh, his sign off.
And his sign off. So he can't come from this, it seems. He has to jerk off and come. But after he jerks off and comes, he shoves his dick back down there. And as he takes it out, he says, "Say thank you, slut."
Yeah, dude. I can't emphasize enough. Like, this dude, like, in a context, he could be sort of, like, attractive enough. Like, daddy's style, like, older guy, kind of a belly. Like, I can see a scenario where I'm into it. But this guy is so high on himself, like he is this fucking Adonis, and these women should be begging for his jizz. It's just like, dude, get over yourself. No one wants to see your asshole up close in the camera. What are you doing?
And like, it starts with like it's a compilation of like his best stuff, and it starts with like, this is what is it like? This is the like. Real
this is
unique.
Very unique.
Very unique. Very unique. Like nothing you can find on the net. And then it's yeah. I'm two. It killed it. It
oh,
killed
really?
My horniness. I fucking hated it.
I'm still at like a five because like I was so horny before this. Like this video was disgusting, but it didn't knock me back that far.
A lot. Of all the things we've covered, one of the hardest things for me to wrap my head around people liking is gagging.
Mm.
Anything tangentially, slightly breathing toward puke is Horrible.
Interesting.
Horrible. I'm understanding, like, if someone's, like, if you're going down on me or someone in the past is going down on me and they gag,
mm-hmm.
That's not ruined for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, we can keep going, but I want them to stop doing the thing whatever that made them gag.
Right.
I don't want them to gag anymore.
Right, because you don't want to risk the vomit on the dick.
Even if they're like this woman clearly has control of it in this video, even if they're like, no, it's like a thing, I can do it, like, you can shove it down my throat and, like, and I'll gag on it, but I won't puke, I promise. And, like, even if I believe them, that gagging sound, mm-hmm. like, I was closer to throwing up than this woman was for this whole thing. I viscerally feel like I'm going to vomit listening to it. And, I mean, you've known me for years. I will do everything I can to not throw up.
Yep, you would rather stay sick for fucking 4 days straight than vomit once.
I would. I fucking hate it. I don't understand the gagging thing. I am like my temperature went up watching this. Like, I'm a little angry.
Huh.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'll watch Japanese people piss on themselves all day long.
Instead of hearing this. Gagging. Crazy. Okay. I did want to mention, you touched on it for a second. This video is so long, and there are so many different pieces of video. We did not watch all of it, but
no,
there are
that.
A couple.
It's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing. Very unique. There are a couple where they are clearly Christmas themed with Christmas music. She has a Santa hat over the GIMP mask.
That did crack me up.
And again, he says, you know, ho, ho, ho.
I hope they're having fun. And if this is your thing, it's your thing. I hope you're having a good time out there in Germany, being weird Germans. You know, at this point, though, Germans, I got to say, you should go a different direction, because you're just kind of like knockoff Japanese people. You're just not doing the weird as good. The weird and upsetting, you've been overtaken by the Japanese, and now it's just a little sad.
Stick to the Weather Reed strip downs.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different episode.
Was it that a bonus episode? Do you remember?
I don't know.
If you've been listening to the episodes and you haven't seen the fucking weather or heard the Weather Girl one, buy the bonus episodes.
Personal favorite. Okay, we got one more.
All right.
Whew. We're zipping right along. Giantess Madeline, the Infinity Rings. Giantess FX. I'm interested. I've never seen a Giantess fetish. I'm aware of it, but I don't think I've seen one.
Yeah, me too. I know it's a thing, but I've only ever seen, like, GIF previews of it.
Okay. I'm at a 2. Here we go.
I am at a 5.
We'll be back before you know it. Okay.
Fun. Yeah. Loved it.
Wow. I like it less now. I'm a little concerned. It's a preview, styled like a sort of action, like an action movie. It's a sort of statuesque blonde lady,
bob haircut, full lips.
Yep, Goddess Madeline is what she calls herself, and it's pretty well done though. It's like some green screen work, so like she is like a giant. She's supposed to be the new ruler of the universe, but she's like a giant in a giant world, because all her stuff is giant and the people are really small. So it's like it's a Honey I Shrunk the Kids aesthetic.
Yes.
But they're big enough that you can see them, and she's squishing them like little bugs with her fingers, with her feet. So you get like a lot of foot close ups. She's fully dressed the whole time. So she's just sort of like killing tiny people.
See, I didn't. There were. It was like implied that she was killing them, but like
implied.
Hold on. I'm gonna put my fucking physics glasses on here. They are so tiny that I feel like even underfoot, like, they would have low oxygen, but they wouldn't necessarily be crushed because
Harper,
there's enough room under the under the sole of your
one
foot.
One of them is a literal puddle of blood and gore.
Where? When did that happen?
It happened so soon. There's a puddle.
She I did not see foot, the puddle.
And there's a fucking puddle.
I did not notice that.
You weren't paying attention because there's a puddle.
Okay, let's see. This is a very short video.
Yeah, because it's a preview for a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the foot?
There. Okay, you're right. Yep. Okay, so she's killing dudes. That does make it, that makes it a little less
That's
fun.
That's why
for
when
me.
You're like, oh, yeah. I was like, what?
No, I thought she was just like toying with these tiny dudes and like putting them under glasses like little bugs and like making them think that she was going to kill them, but like maybe she is, maybe she isn't. That's definitely a dead little puddle dude. Okay, so you're right about that. I like it less, but it was still extremely well put together for a porno. Like, the like well edited and and she addresses the camera at the end. She's something along the lines of like, so attention to all you human bugs there on Earth. Goddess Madeline is here, and spoiler alert, you have no fucking hope. Da da duka 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 da.
Oh yeah, there is like an epic like Avengers style soundtrack to it. So yeah, it I feel better. I don't feel as viscerally upset. Although from the previous one, I could mention something that I hated and that you hated too. I know because I saw your face, but you didn't mention it, and it was before we turned the reaction video on, so it got completely missed. In the like throat, like dicking one, it starts his sort of like little like logo graphic sound thing is like a glitchy, gaggy sound. It's like
distorted gagging.
Yeah, if you like picture like Matrix voice, but it's just gagging.
Yeah. Horrible.
So I instantly knew
this is gonna be bad.
Gonna be bad.
Why did you think of that?
Oh, cause she has like a logo thing at the beginning of hers too, which is like unusual. She had like a thing go by, like title sequence, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot to mention that in the last one.
Oh yes. But yeah, I thought this was fun. My horniness level is stable.
I recovered to a 3. I'm back where I started. Yeah, it's the giantism thing doesn't do anything for me particular. I like close-ups. I think something like porns lack that like a lot of like dramatic movies have is like close-ups on like hands, feet, gestures, fingers, cheekbones, like little like twitches and pieces like of anatomy that you get to see up close.
It's cinematic to have the dimension. Like so much porn is just this mid shot of like people fucking.
Yeah.
But
so I like that. Yeah. Well, it's kind of a short one. Do you want to real quick do one quick little bonus thing here?
Did you want to search for the telltale boner?
I do.
Let's search for the telltale boner. Okay. Da 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 da.
The telltale boner.
I think telltale is one word.
Telltale is one word? It didn't come up. Oh, yeah. It corrected me. Did you mean telltale boner? The Walking Dead, but no. That's the short answer is no, it's not a thing. Well, maybe we'll have to make it a thing.
Maybe we will.
The telltale boner. Let me tell you a tale right now, ladies and gentlemen. And that's one of bonus episodes and supporting the show that you listen to the end of. All the way to the end, you hero. You wonderful human. If you'd like bonus episodes, more content, you can do that in one of three ways. You can purchase, we do a bonus episode. I don't know if I explained this at the beginning. We do an extra episode every week, a bonus episode that is only for financial supporters of the podcast. They're often much better than the regular episodes, surprisingly often, through no effort on our own, but it just happens that way.
The universe has decided.
Yeah. You can get those by buying them directly at dirtyfolk.com/listen. You can buy them individually there. You can sign up for $5 a month to our Patreon at patreon.com/dirtyfolk. For $5 a month, you get access to all the past bonus episodes, and as long as you're subscribed, all future bonus episodes. Or you can sign up for Harper's OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/HarperTheFox, where you get all the past bonus episodes, all the future bonus episodes, plus a lot of exclusive Harper the Fox content that's adult in nature and sweet in nature and nice in nature and fun in nature. We also highlight a lot of our old catalog for you. Like if you've never seen Señor en Fuego, that's up there right now.
One of the best pornos in history.
It's one of the best pornos in history. So you can do that. If you want to see the videos we talked about today and the videos we talk about in the future or in all the episodes, you can go to the Harper the Fox Pornhub channel and click the playlist tab. And there you will find corresponding playlists for every episode we've ever done. There are thousands of you listening at this point, which we greatly appreciate.
Whoop whoop.
If you are brave enough, spread the word.
Tell your coolest friend.
That's right. Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
I'm Harper the Fox.
I'm Max Boosin. Oh, buy my book, dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Bastard Mushroom Trip. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. Love you guys.
Aw.
Aw. No homo.
A little homo.
A little bit. All right.
Telltale boner.
Telltale boner. Bye.
Bye.